want to thank my guest, Adam Angieski from OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, good to talk to you again, Chief. Hope you're well.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me back. It's good to be here.
You know, we've been talking about this debt. How do you categorize the size of the U.S. debt?
So it's as large as our economy. And incredibly, we took a look at this over the course of the last 40-some years, since 1982 to today. In 1982, the national debt was less than $1 trillion. And Tom, now, today, it's pushing $33 trillion.
And according to the new report issued September 11th, Congressional Budget Office, the federal budget deficit was $1.5 trillion in the first 11 months of the fiscal year. That's just for the year itself in 2023. And the Congressional Budget Office estimates now $0.6 trillion more than the shortfall recorded during the same period last year. So we're going the wrong way in that respect.
Well, Bidenomics means more spending, more national debt, more waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse. Look, and don't take my word for it. Take the Biden administration's word for it. There's a report. It comes out every single year. It's called the Mistaken Payment Report, where the top 20 federal agencies actually admit to their mistaken and improper payments. And the Biden administration is the first administration in the history of the country to admit in its first 2 years of $520 billion in mistaken payments. These are oopses. These are payments to the wrong person or entity in the wrong amount or under the wrong set of rules. This is corruption, an admission, $520 billion in 2 years. They're on pace for their first 4 years to admit to $1 trillion in mistaken payments.
You know, when you think about that with the Illinois budget, how many annual budgets that would take care of in the state of Illinois or any other states that have even smaller budgets?
Look, if there's a principle, Tom, that everybody can agree on in these hyper-partisan times, it's that public spending should follow, government spending should follow people who have real needs. It shouldn't follow the special interest. It should follow the public interest. It shouldn't follow the insider. It should follow those of us underneath a soft social safety net. We're a rich enough country for it to follow those people who have real needs.
Here's the thing, Adam. You know, the Biden administration says we're cutting the deficit. We're cutting it. Well, it's growing.
It's not true that they're cutting the deficit.
And I see headlines that say the U.S. debt is a good thing. You can literally search that and find articles that debt is good.
Well, you don't have to go to the press. You can go right to the U.S. Senate testimony of our Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. She forecast a $50 trillion national debt, and she told Senator Ron Johnson that was a good thing. The ongoing concern of the United States of America is in question. And it's, you know, take the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Barack Obama, Michael Mullen, and he said that our national debt is our number one national security threat.
See,
because it crowds out government services.
That's one of the most important items that can be made. That it's not just an accounting issue. I mean, you're getting people say, well, you just owe the money to yourself. That's not accurate. $7 trillion owned by other countries. You know, so we don't have to worry about it. National security is the one item that has been really glossed over in this conversation.
Absolutely. So next year, our interest in our national debt will start to rival the entire budget of the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense, they spend north of about $800 billion. The interest on the national debt, its forecast for 2025, will be north of $750 billion. It's going to start crowding out core government services.
All right, now here's the thing. They're trying to come to a deal. There are 12 pieces of legislation required to make up the upcoming budget. One has been passed. They're back in Washington. This is the big item because the tick-tock at the end of the month when it comes to this debt. I spoke with Congressman Mike Boston. I kind of got the sense that maybe we'll just look at continuing resolutions to keep it. But that means a 1% cut across the board. What do you see in the decision-making process when it comes to Washington, D.C. right now?
Well, I see Republicans in the House making too many decisions to join Democrats to drain the U.S. Treasury from the left, Boston included. Boston signed up for earmarks, and so is LaHood for 2024. They took them in 2023. You've got the top 63 earmarkers in the House for 2024. They're all Republicans. You don't hit a Democrat till the 64th one. And earmarks are the currency of corruption in Congress, and every dime is borrowed for these local pork projects against the national debt. So look, he's talking out both sides of his mouth.
All right, so when it comes to this coming week, continuing resolution or a new spending plan, which one do you see?
I see a contentious battle. And look, at OpenTheBooks.com, we're ready to weigh in. We're ready to weigh in on the national fight over these budgets. We're ready to shine the white-hot spotlight into the detail on where Republicans and Democrats are spending your tax dollar. Because make no mistake, both sides, they're just not serious enough. S&P, Standard & Poor's, they're going to downgrade our national debt again. They did it 10 years ago. Fitch did it a couple of months ago. And S&P is going to downgrade it even further.
You know, it's interesting that depending on how old you are, you'll remember there was a guy named William Proxmire in Washington, D.C., and he had the Golden Fleece Awards. And Adam's location at OpenTheBooks.com is the closest thing I have seen to date to that Golden Fleece Awards. The thing is, Adam, every time you issue another story, each seems to be more appalling than the last, but the reaction or lack thereof is one of the more troublesome items.
Well, and we've picked up the Proxmire mantle. So every single Thursday at Real Clear Investigations, we publish a Throwback Thursday piece from William Proxmire's Golden Fleece Awards. Here's my favorite. It was $300,000 on a study of flight attendants, their physical measurements. This was in the 1980s. Incredibly, they measured the length of their buttocks and even the space between their knees when they sat down. This is your federal government for you. It's always been corrupt.
The idea being on the air, I'm trying to figure out what the goal was.
It was to find out the physical measurements for the ideal flight attendant in relation to building the proper seats.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, no Ecuadorian drag show from the U.S. military, but, you know.
Well, down in South America, they did spend about $500,000 in the 1980s, where the researchers returned repeatedly in the interest of science to a brothel to make sure that they studied that one from top to bottom.
Great. I guess they took plastic in both ways. So we're joined this morning by Adam Angieski, OpenTheBooks.com. Did you get a chance to look into this Tier 1, Tier 2 Illinois pension issue?
Well, look, for far too long, Illinois has promised benefits that they just haven't funded. I don't care if it's Tier 1 or Tier 2. You've got, you know, the rules are way too lax, and it's one of the factors driving the exodus of Illinoisans from our great state. Look, I'm seven generations here in the state. You know, I'm not leaving. I'm fighting for a better day. But, you know, for instance, you know, very soon we're going to have 20,000 Illinois teachers and administrators out on a $100,000 starting annual pension. And you got around Peoria, you got schools that, you know, can't even educate children to the proper standards on math and reading. It's a catastrophic failure at every level in this state on K-12 education.
You know, the one that bothers me is the number that was reported last week, $30 million a month for immigrant care in Chicago. Because when you start doing what I call general manager math, you multiply everything by 12, you know, and you start looking at that number, and that's a number that's going to choke a city.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hits to the budget, and this is what you get with one-party rule. I don't care if it's Republicans running the state like Texas. You know, they just passed, and Governor Greg Abbott just signed, the largest budget in state history. In 1 year, it was up 26%. It was larger than any other year in the state, and this was brought to you by Texas Republicans. And in Illinois, we got the same problem, but with Democrats. They're addicted to spending your taxpayer dollar.
Adam Angieski, OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.